Here's a check on stories we're following this morning on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's forecast, mostly cloudy today, a brief shower or two, upper 70s. Tomorrow, showers continue with a thunderstorm possible near 80. And Wednesday, mostly sunny and warm, temperature in the upper 70s. We'll get the full details on our tri-state forecast coming your way in just a few moments. Nuvance hopes to hear about its request to close the labor and delivery department at Sharon Hospital by the end of the year. Hospital President Christina McCullough said Thursday during a community meeting at Gear Lodge. The hospital in January submitted a certificate of need to the State Office of Health Strategy to make the change, citing both the drop in births at the hospital and the economic impact of running such a department. The proposal has sparked outcries from the community members and some physicians who believe the move could result in safety issues for women who will have to travel distances to receive care. But McCullough said in cases of emergency, the hospital will be equipped to stabilize patients. The other part of the hospital's transformation plan calls for consolidating the medical surgical unit with the intensive care unit, with the goal of being as efficient as we can, McCullough said. It'll be called the Mixed Acutely Progressive Care Unit. The application for that change also has been filed with the OHS, and there is still questions about it being posed by the OHS. The Dutchess County Fair, FeedHV, donating 710 pounds of food to nonprofits for food assistance. Once the crowds at the Dutchess County Fair were gone and only vendors remained, a set of 12 volunteers took to the fairgrounds to do some good. Feed Hudson Valley and Red Hook Responds teamed up with the Dutchess County Fair to collect any unused or unsold prepared food products. FeedHV is a regional food rescue and harvesting network that serves Dutchess, Ulster, Orange, Putnam, Columbia, Greene, and Sullivan counties. The Hudson Valley Agribusiness Development Corporation program works to provide local nonprofits and food assistance programs like food pantries, shelters, soup kitchens with locally grown and prepared food. The program reached out to vendors to ask if they'd be willing to donate. Volunteers collected over 710 pounds of food that was shared with their food assistance programs and other nonprofits. According to a press release, more than 20 of the fair's vendors donated their unused and unprepared foods, including corn, potatoes, garlic, breads, cheese, eggs, brisket, dumplings, jelly, prepared pastas, and more. Once the donated food was organized and the volunteer agency Red Hook Responds, food was donated to organizations in both Poughkeepsie and Pine Plains. Out of Great Barrington, Robert Ruthell was doing research on the internet recently when he came across a group of locksmiths who claimed to serve customers in Great Barrington. Ruthell, who runs Norbert's Locksmith in Great Barrington, was surprised to see that all those businesses had toll-free numbers. One even had listed Ruthell's home address on its business sites. Intrigued, he dug deeper and he contacted the Better Business Bureau of Central New England, and they found that this was a scam being conducted in other parts of the state, particularly around Worcester. As of Friday, Great Barrington police had received no reports of the locksmith scam. Quote, nothing's come across the desk yet, end quote, from the police chief. The Better Business Bureau has used the information it received from Ruthell along with its own findings to send an alert to its members warning them of the scam. The Better Business Bureau of Central New England covers 225 municipalities from Worcester County to the New York state line, along with parts of Middlesex County and seven towns in Connecticut. Change is coming to the historic Mahaley Block in Great Barrington. Rents, they'll be going up. A developer poised to buy the historic Mahaley Block is pledging to help tenants who face dislocation and higher rents. Quote, we're going to help anybody there who needs it. Ian Rash of Alander Construction said of tenants who have relied on low rents in the building and do not have alternatives. Alexander will likely close this month on the sale of the property with its 12 apartments, seven of which are occupied, multiple offices and street-level retail storefronts. The company will add 22 new apartments to the building and leave seven existing retail spaces as they are. The project is slated for completion in the fall of 2024. Across the street, at the former Berkshire Community College satellite building purchased by Alander last year, the company just started reworking the property into 13 apartments and two retail spaces, a change from its initial plans. Rash says he expects the summer of 2024 completion. All in all, Alander is poised to renovate two deteriorating downtown buildings, creating 35 rental apartments. Work to the Mahaley building, whose systems have long been failing, is set to begin in November. They say they plan to help some of the Haley tenants find alternate housing and may offer temporary rent assistance. Office tenants also will have to move. They're on the second floor spaces that A-Lander will convert into apartments. Both buildings will be sustainably built, also reducing living expenses for tenants, they added. Taking a look at some local meetings going on this week, Region 1 Board of Education has their regular meeting tonight at 6:30. In Sharon at 4 p.m., the Inland Wetlands Commission. At 6:30, the Sharon Park and Recreation. At 6:30, Sharon Parks and Recreation tonight. Also tonight at 6:30, the Sharon Board of Education. That meeting is set for 7 p.m. In Salisbury at 5 p.m., the Board of Selectmen meet tonight at 5:30. Salisbury Pathways Committee at 6:30, Inland and Wetlands and Watercourse Commission. Coming up in Falls Village, the Board of Finance meets at 6:30. The Board of Selectmen meet at 7 p.m. In Cornwall tonight at 6:30, the Park and Recreation meeting will be held. In Kent, the Historic District Commission has their regular meeting at 5. In Kent, the Historic District Commission has their regular meeting at 5 p.m. This weekend is a very busy weekend in our area. The Rojan Ramble, an organized annual community event held in the towns of Copake, Hillsdale, and Ancrum, New York, run by volunteers, returns after a two-year hiatus. They expect a big turnout, so you're asked not to wait. Grab your spot. You can go at your own pace. Tune of one, six scenic routes from easy to expert. The views are fantastic. Registration is free, so that you help raise donations to support the Harlem Valley Rail Trail. They hope to see you on September 17th. For more information and registration, rojanramble@gmail.com or rojanramble.org. Salisbury Winter Sports Association has their 15th annual golf tournament and pig roast. That comes up Saturday at the Undermountain Golf Course, Undermountain Road in Copake. 18-hole two-person scramble event is open to men and women's mixed categories. It's limited to 50 two-person teams. There'll be two shotgun starts, one at 8 a.m., the other at 1 p.m. Registration, and you pay in advance by contacting Trish at the Undermountain Golf Course at 518-329-4444. The second annual Hudson Valley Rodeo, presented by the Amin USA Community Organization, powered by the Silo Ridge Community Foundation, will be held on Saturday at Keene Stud in Amenia. Doors open at 12 noon. Some of the best cowboys from the East will compete against Western cowboys in a nationwide competition of top hands. The rodeo will be topped off with an evening concert featuring award-winning country music star Brett Young and special guest Matt Ferranti. All net proceeds from the community event will benefit the Amin USAIC Community Organization and their programs. For tickets and more information, on the web, eventbrite.com/e/Hudson-Valley-Rodeo-Concert-Tickets-323-5862-74257, or just go to their website for the Hudson Valley Rodeo. Hillsdale Antique Car Show expects dozens of antique and classic cars on September 18th. The second annual car show will feature dozens of classic and vintage vehicles whose owners will vie for trophies in 20 categories. Pre-1990 cars, trucks, and motorcycles will fill the Hamlet Park southwest of Routes 22 and 23 Light, along with the sounds of the popular local band Lucky Bucket. The show will take place from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. The rain date is the 25th. Vehicles will compete for Best Show, People's Choice, Best Import, Best Restoration Work in Progress, Best Motorcycle, Best Engine, Best Paint, Best Truck, among other awards. Last year's show attracted owners of muscle cars, sedans, coupes, pickups from the 1940s through the 1980s. By the way, the public is welcome. It's free of charge. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. They have a regular menu, a tapas menu, and of course, they have dinner specials nightly, interlakeninn.com. Also by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 32,151.71, the NASDAQ at 12,112.31, and the S&P 500 at 4,067.36. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.